There's a settlement at the Muslim vilification case in Australia. A North Korea persecution report coincides with a call to prayer, and Christians find themselves in the crosshairs of Iraq's violence. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Mediation has ended the Australia vilification case between Catch the Fire Ministries and the Victorian Muslim Body. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They agreed to disagree and stated that in a free society, there should be freedom for debate about religion. There should be freedom for each person to practice their faith in the way that they see fit.
Portions of the settlement are confidential, but Pastors Daniel Nalia and Daniel Scott are relieved it's over. Nettleton says the enforcement of the vilification law still concerns ministries.
It's not based on how you came up with the information you're presenting. It has everything to do with, was somebody's feelings hurt? And that's obviously a pretty low standard when you talk about enforcing a law.
Nettleton reminds us of two things in this case.
We can pray for the church in Australia, that they will continue to be bold witnesses for Christ. And we would love to see this law struck down. But our call as Christians is to share the gospel, regardless of what laws are or are not on the books.
Next, Christian Solidarity Worldwide released a report this week concluding that North Korea's severe human rights abuses constitute crimes against humanity. The timing of the report's release coincides with this week's Global Week of Prayer. It's a week-long event in which believers are being asked to pray for North Korea's spiritual change as part of a centennial anniversary of the Pyongyang Great Revival, credited as being the start of Christianity in Korea. Go to our website for details. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian University students and faculty kidnapped last week on their way home from exams at Mosul University in Iraq have been released. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says they're grateful, but
that just highlights the tremendous difficulties for Iraq's religious minorities who suffer not only random violence, but they're also picked out because they're Christians and also they're kidnapped for their money.
Because Christianity is associated with a wealthy Western society. As the violence is increasing, it's become more evident that only a remnant church remains.
About 50,000 Iraqis are fleeing the country a month. The estimate is that 44% of all of them are Christians.
Dykstra says this story ended well, but not all of them do. He urges prayer.
Behind the scenes, there's many Christians that are also suffering, and their story is not being told. So we need to keep up our prayers for them and be informed what's happening.
Meanwhile, the question, why reinvent the wheel, plays strongly into the focus of WordWinds International's ministry. Of the world's nearly 7,000 languages, only 422 have the entire Bible. That makes their mission clear. WordWinds' Jared Allen explains the thrust of their work.
We do not necessarily send missionaries like most organizations do. We come alongside projects and organizations who are already working in their home fields and their home countries. There's a lot of times where these projects are either at an absolute standstill or really being impeded by lack of funding.
Their teams also work stateside to raise the awareness about the needs and in turn raise the funds to keep them going. Right now, WordWinds is primarily in Brazil, but they're looking at exciting growth.
We work alongside the sister organization to Wycliffe Bible Translators. We're also talking about some projects in India, and then we're talking about one in Pakistan.
And Bible League now has permission to print and use the most widely adopted Macedonian scriptures. More than 2 million people throughout the world speak Macedonian. Less than 1% of those living in Macedonia call themselves Protestant Christians. However, hundreds of thousands have heard the gospel since Bible League began their work there 5 years ago. The availability of the scriptures will ensure that small but growing Macedonian churches have God's word. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.